5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Real talk. Right.
What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley.
Hope you're all having a great week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Coming in soft and gentle and tender.
Yeah, I hope you're all doing well. Hey, come here for a little huggy.
Come here, sweetie pie.
Do you want a huggy?
Aw, I hope you're having a good week.
It's the season of love.
Yeah, that's true.
It's February. True. It's a new month, and we're really doubling down on that.
We just love love and you. And
hey,
things.
We're going to cover some two sips today, so if you're in a pickle, email
you're
us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. We'll give you totally unqualified advice. You're more qualified now. You're very qualified now.
I know.
So that bit doesn't work it's anymore. Perfect. So like you'll get 50% qualified. But I would really like to hear about love predicaments.
Yeah. Ooh.
You know.
And triangles. I saw this meme the other day and it was something like, when I say I don't love drama, I mean I don't like to be involved in drama. Other people's drama, big fan.
Serve me.
Yes. Yeah. I'm starving. Yeah.
Yeah.
So give it to us.
Or if you have any good stories of other people's drama, even if it's not your own, email us. youcansipwithus@gmail.com.
Yeah. Right.
All right. A couple weeks ago, I said, hey, I swear by this thing, and we should do a whole episode of things you swear by, or like email us if you have things that you swear by. And I never shared people.
So you've got couple, some.
Yeah, we've got some things that people swear by. Okay. And I'm going to like lift some of these. So thank you all for sending these habit stacking.
Okay.
Uh-huh. I've heard of that. That's like a James Clear thing, right? Where it's like
from the, what is that called? Atomic Habits.
I need a refresher though on it, right?
I know.
Habit stacking theory and practice. Okay, when it comes to building new habits, you can use the connectedness of behavior to your advantage. One of the best ways to build a new habit is to identify a current habit you already do each day and then stack your new behavior on top.
Okay. Oh.
So,
if you're drinking, this is something that has worked for me. I've been making my coffee every morning, right? That's your ritual. You have a little coffee. And when I started taking supplements, I would forget them all the time. But then I was like, I'll just put them over by my coffee. So then I just drink my coffee and take my supplements. That's a habit stack.
Great. Make it convenient to build the habits.
All right.
Adrenal cocktails every morning. Now, you're an adrenal cocktail girl.
I am. I don't do it as much anymore because I'm not in as severe fatigue, but I do take supplements to help support my adrenals.
Yeah. I feel it in the stage of my cycle that I'm in, like the couple days before. I'm really feeling that
fog.
Like I could use a little help just speeding up the connectors.
Yes. Yeah. Clarity.
Clarity.
Focus. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Tongue scraping every morning. What the hell's tongue scraping?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What's that?
It's like a metal loop and you pull it down your tongue so you get all the bacteria out of all the grooves of your tongue.
What does that do?
I keep forgetting. Gets the bacteria out.
But why? Isn't that like your tongue? Isn't that a place that should just be this whatever it is? That's a great question, is?
Colleen, because I just did it. I didn't ask why. I just said, okay.
Okay, right, I googled it. Mm-hmm. Benefits of tongue scraping. Better breath, improved tongue appearance, better digestion, overall health, healthier teeth, boosting immunity. Is this actually good for you? In theory, scraping your tongue could help maintain the right balance of good bacteria in your mouth.
Mm.
This good bacteria could produce more nitric, N-I-T-R-I-C? Nitric
acid?
Oxide. Which oxide. Nourishes stem cells that help to repair and replace older damaged cells. There are so many things.
Uh-huh.
And you can't do it all. Otherwise, no. You're going to get... You know what I can't stop looking at?
What?
Red light therapy, because we talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
I said, hit me up. You know, I want to get a good one. And then people did. They hit me up. And I'm like, ooh, maybe that one, maybe that maybe one, maybe that one.
Yeah,
now I got like five different choices that have been I open up a different external browser for each one so that I don't, it's almost like a bookmark. Mm-hmm. So now every time I go to my internet browser on my phone, those are sitting there waiting for me to make a decision and pull the plug on something.
And now you're back to square one. Because you're like, cool, thanks for sending me all these. But now I've got five to choose from. How do I choose which one of these is the best?
How do I choose? And is there a discount? Is there is there an influencer somewhere that has a code for me?
Has a code? Uh-huh.
I'd like a code.
Mm-hmm.
These aren't cheap.
They're not. I know.
If you're going to get a good one at a full... And then I'd like to think that these really work and I'm going for it. But then it's like, okay, now do I need to be tongue scraping? Like, damn.
And oil pulling. Have you heard of oil pulling? You squish coconut oil in your mouth?
Yeah.
So I saw this, some hygienist or something came on my For You page. She talks about her oral health routine, like nighttime and daytime. So she flosses, tongue scrapes, oil pulls, brushes her teeth, like AM and PM. And it's seems like a lot, you know?
This is a lot.
But she's like, oh. And she says all the reasons why. And when she says them, I say, oh, that's a good idea. I should do that too. But then I don't want to do it. I don't want to do all of these things.
But like, who is this proven? The red light therapy, there's some legs on this. I haven't looked into the others. So I'm not I don't know. I only want to do, because I got a lot of steps in my routine already. I only want to add another one if it's like, this is legit and it's going to make an incremental difference. Like stem cells, how many stem cells?
Right. Tell me exactly. Exact
number. Mm-hmm. Adaptogens.
Someone just sent adaptogens.
There's this list. Yeah. Gratitudes and affirmations. That's a good one. Mindset. Yeah. Intentional movement. Yes.
Yep.
Electrolytes and minerals. Yes.
Yep.
Aqua True reverse osmosis water filtration system on the counter.
Now that's the kind of shit I'm talking about. The like not mainstream, but like this. Specific. I swear by this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it? Aqua True reverse osmosis water filtration system on the counter.
Right. Yeah. Great question. What is this?
Frequency music for changing your brain chemistry. All on Spotify for different needs such as stress, grounding, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, when they sent the red light recommendation, it was this company called Hooga, H-O-O-G-A. They're one of my contenders, but I'm not sold on anything. But they said, oh, I use their red light therapy and their grounding mat. So then I looked, there's only $30. So then I looked up their grounding mat, and it's this mat that you're supposed to make skin-to-skin contact with, like either put it under your feet when you work or whatever. So I'm like, all right, so that's an easier purchase, not as hard as the red light therapy investment. So I bought that. So I've literally got my grounding mat right now.
Okay, but where do you have it plugged into?
I have a little, like right by my desk. I have a little outlet.
So into your wall?
Into an outlet.
Yeah. So I have this friend. I did this last episode, guys. Sorry, I took a little gummy and then I chew it right into the microphone for you.
Okay.
So sorry about that. That's but fine. I have this friend who researches the shit out of everything. Like to just down anything. Literally anything he will research. So if he's got the best, or if he's got something, I know it's the best thing ever, right? So, and they're really into health. So it's Danielle and Darren.
Okay.
Right? I mean, you look at these people, you know that they're healthy. They're yeah. just, yeah. And so sometimes when I'm interested in pursuing something like this, like grounding or whatever, I'll like, message, I'll say, hey, what do you think of that? You know?
Yeah.
I'll say, what's your, cause I know they believe in grounding. I see her talk about that, and they believe in like, you know, barefoot as much as possible. And they actually don't really eat vegetables. They believe in like a carnivore diet. They believe in all kinds of things. And, but if I'm doing anything in the health space, I ask them because they generally yeah. know about it, and they'll say either that's whack or here's the best one. So I said, hey, this grounding mat, what do you think? And she said, oh, let me ask Darren because he's got an opinion about it. And then he messaged me one and he said, this is the best. And he said, you want to be careful with the ones that you can plug into your wall because you have to account for dirty electricity. So if you're grounding to electricity, then you're literally like, you could just be like putting dirty, and he called it dirty electricity, which I'm sure is a term in that world that I never heard about. So he's like, you're just putting that into, that's what you're grounding into is dirty electricity. What you need is this one. And he's so funny. It's adorable because health is so important to them that they're willing to do
yeah.
things for it. And he sends me one and he goes, you know, it has like a long wire with a metal rod at the end that you're supposed to like put into the actual that's ground what I outside. Have. But you just said you're plugged into an outlet.
No, it's like it's the electric outlet, but it's not a traditional plug-in, and it's like the little rod.
So you have it plugged in outside.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I don't have it plugged in.
Okay, so it's a long wire with a metal thing at the end, and you put it in the dirt outside. And I was like, oh, so you just like stick it through a window or something, right? Because then you're getting that grounding into your pad. Oh, and then he was like, oh, yeah, or you could have a contractor come out and like drill. He's like, it'd probably be more efficient to have them drill a hole through the wall and then just secure it. And I know. And I just thought like, oh, Darren, you're adorable because have you met me? Have you met me? I'm guzzling alcohol every weekend. You think I'm having a contractor come out? To dig a hole so that I can get appropriate grounding? No, I'm just going to stand outside sometimes. But you know, the way he does it, because he likes the leaves. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, I am not a purist. I am not a no toxins allowed. Like yeah. they also don't have Wi-Fi in their house, right? Because the EMF signals are bad news bears and they turn everything on airplane mode. And like if their phone's by their body, they turn their phone in airplane mode because of all. So they are very health conscious. And I believe in all of those things. I don't think they're crazy. I think there is science and legitimacy behind all of that. Having said that, I don't give enough fucks to do it. But I'm just telling you, if you are plugged into dirty electricity, it might be defeating the purpose of grounding. Oh,
I have dirty electricity radiating through me right now. It is flowing through me. But I'll tell you what, the last couple days, if this is what dirty electricity is, sign me up.
I don't want clean.
I'm okay.
If this is dirty, I want it filthy.
It.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. It's not you so like your, bad.
Not like you like your martinis. Filthy.
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 It's yeah. giving me the edge I need in life.
Wow. Is it really? Do you notice a difference?
I don't know if I notice a difference yet.
Could be placebo, whatever. We take it. We're not, beggars can't be choosers.
No. And I don't know this hookah company, but they're like, they seem legit. So if they made this thing, I would imagine they're not trying to pump dirty electricity into everybody. But it's also like, I don't know shit about shit. That's like an Ozark line.
I don't trust anybody. I don't trust anybody because marketing, they're all in it for themselves. They're,
sure.
People are not health companies. They claim all kinds of things and they can yeah. say whatever they want. And it's on like the fact that on a bag of Skittles, it'll be like fat-free food, gluten-free,
yeah. Spin
as
city.
If it's a health thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Spin city.
I mean, it's a spin city. So, okay, this hookah company. Yeah, we care about you, but we care about money more is yeah. what I think every company's tagline should be.
Absolutely.
You know?
And that's fine.
And that's
I like
fine.
Money too.
Right. No, exactly. But that's what I'm just saying. I don't trust.
Yeah.
I only trust Darren Nattoni.
Let's get him on here.
That's
it. Get him on here with his top five things that I'm not calling them not normal people, but that like
right, but that
normal.
Because I'm not going to take the time to research it.
Like that most people would do. Best
yeah,
bang
I mean,
for your
he
buck.
He'll tell you the best knife set. You know, he'll tell you the best silverware.
He's like wire
he'll tell
cutter.
You the best light bulb to use. He is a human wire cutter. I'm not kidding. But he like probably is even better than wire cutter
yeah.
because not only is he like then maybe going to try them, but he's researching like the company and where they started from and what their values are. And like, oh, wow. he's doing it. He's great. It's everyone does need it. That's what Danielle always says. Everyone needs a Darren.
I got a guy like that in my life. Not like that. Very different. But he's the guy who recommended like the energy healer to me. And he's like really like good with that different.
Yeah.
Other worlds and energies and stuff. I'm going to text him.
Ask him.
I'm going to ask him about a couple of these things.
Yeah.
Tongue scraping.
Right. Right.
My grounding mat.
Your grounding mat.
My dirty electricity surge.
Yeah. Am I filthifying my being, my aura?
And red light therapy for that matter.
Right.
Like, do I need the $600 option, the $1,000 option? Do I want the $200 option? Like, you know, how much should I be doing?
Right.
All right.
Yeah.
Magnesium. The last three I'm going to rip through because it's just like, yes, yes, yes. Easy yeses. And we've talked about them on here. Mm-hmm. Magnesium each night, eating for blood sugar balance, reishi mushroom, matcha. I haven't done matcha, but reishi mushroom.
The one thing I will say about the magnesium is I believe in magnesium. Studies have shown in the power of magnesium. What I don't understand is why are there 20,000 types of magnesium and why do most of them suck? What you know, do you mean apparently, they suck? Well, I feel like they'll be like, and don't believe what I'm saying right now because I'm not going to say it right. But there's like magnesium glycinate, magnesium palmitate, whatever. And they're like, you do not want magnesium isomer or whatever.
Right.
What you want is this.
Don't
and I'm
be
like,
tricked.
Don't be tricked. And then I'm like, okay. And then I go to my cupboard and I look and I'm like, well, shit, that's the one that I have. Because again, the marketing.
Yeah.
So that's what I don't like too. It's like if magnesium is good, why don't we just let the people that are good at magnesium do magnesium? Why are 400,000 people doing magnesium?
Yeah. How do we suss it out?
How do we suss it out?
Yeah, that one's tricky. That's a briar bush, the magnesium section of the store. Because you're right. They say that you got to get specific with it. And
there's like six different kinds. And I don't ever know.
Many.
And some are for morning and some are for night. And I can't remember. But instead of calling it magnesium glycinate, why don't you say magnesium sleep, magnesium wake, magnesium fake. This one sucks. Don't buy it.
Magnesium
fake. You know, like, why don't you just make it clear for lay people?
Yeah. Dirty magnesium.
Dirty magnesium. Dirty magnesium. Filthy, disgusting magnesium. That's the one I want. That's what I'm saying.
Put it in the grass and bury it in the soil and then snort it.
And then
that's
stick
the
straw down
only way
there.
It's clean.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, you know, you guys are asking us for advice in this episode. Let us give you some. You want to trust your gut. And you can't always, you know, because your gut sometimes is a little bit of a mess, but not with Ritual. Ritual has, I mean, I feel like it's changed my insides to the point where I feel it outside, but it's got their daily 3-in-1 prebiotic, probiotic, and postbiotic with two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support the relief of mild and occasional bloating, gas, and diarrhea. I take, this is the first thing usually that goes in my body every day is this on an empty stomach. And really overall health, overall wellness starts in your gut. So that's why I do Ritual. And I like the Ritual, the Symbiotic Plus, because of the pre, post, and the prebiotic, probiotic, and then postbiotic. The postbiotics provide fuel to the cells that make up the gut lining to support a healthy gut barrier. And then it's got this delayed release capsule, which is designed to help survive the harsh conditions of the upper GI tract. They also rigorously test and get their products validated by third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. They invested in a study modeling the human colon, which showed that Symbiotic Plus significantly increased microbial diversity and the growth of beneficial bacteria. Not all bacteria is bad bacteria. In fact, we need the good stuff. Symbiotic Plus helps us with all of those good bacteria that we need. And they have industry-leading sustainability standards as well. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. It's a female-founded, ding, 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 B Corp, meaning they are holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people in our planet.
There's no more shame in your gut game. Symbiotic Plus and Ritual are here to celebrate, not hide your insides. Get 20% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/sip. Start Ritual or add Symbiotic Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/sip for 20% off. All right. Aaron wrote, I swear by putting your cereal bowl in the freezer the night before so your milk in the cereal stays cold. That's a cool little hack.
Holy shit. That sounds crazy to me.
After everything we've talked about, that. We've gone way too far.
That's one I cannot do. Well, I think for me... Well, I have a couple questions, Aaron. How long does it take you to eat a bowl of cereal, and why is your milk getting hot?
Lukewarm, like room temperature.
How cold do you want your cereal and your cereal bowl? Because also, don't you have to, you're kind of like touching the bowl with your hand.
That's kind of cold. And then you can't put it on your, you gotta have like granite countertops.
Yeah.
Otherwise, because if you're eating on your wood, like if you have like a wood table or something.
Oh, yeah.
A ring.
Yeah.
That's a ring.
That's a ring. Mm-hmm. So she's like, I put it in the freezer. I ordered a stainless steel table and I have gloves that I wear. I swear by this. You guys, cereal's never tasted better. Aaron. All right, girl.
This truly is the most simple, cute little hack, though. After everything we've talked about.
No, I'm ripping her a new one.
I don't buy it.
Aaron, you sound like a psychopath. Who's doing this?
I have my feet on a dirty electricity mat charging through my body, but I am not putting my bowl in the freezer.
That's over. You sound like an extremist, Aaron. You sound like you need to get it together. Wow.
All right.
Okay.
Is
there anyone else I can rip apart?
Yeah. Email us at youcansipwithus@gmail.com and then never listen to another episode.
Yeah. No, and I feel bad. Like, Aaron, if you're listening, it's all just jokes.
What we do here. People love it.
I love that you know how to eat your cereal in a way that feels good to you.
I swear.
We should all be so lucky.
This thing that Chris found, this meme.
Ooh.
This isn't a swear by as much as just like a funny thing. And I have heard it in my head at least 5 times since we've been recording.
Ooh. And so, finally you're going to lay it on us.
Because we did an episode before this, you guys. We're on a roll.
Oh, we're ripping.
We're ripping and rolling. But I love when there's like a little inside joke with someone you're close with, like a friend or, you know, your spouse or whatever. And it just makes you giggle every time. And I have to find it and I'll share it on our stories. But it's this song that I don't know if it's like you can find it anywhere or it's just a meme song, one of those things going around. But it's someone who's basically like, it's this song and then they'll write like, my toddler waking up the next morning cute as a button after she was a total like Frankenstein the night before, you know? Mm-hmm, and then the song is like, you're my beautiful girl. And there's like this little puppet who comes out just like so happy in her little robe. And it's like, could she be any cuter?
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's so good. Mm-hmm. And so Chris will come down the stairs in the morning with Ellie and her hair is just everywhere and she's sweet as can be, you know?
Yeah, right. She's happy as a clam.
Happy as a clam. And he's singing, she's my beautiful girl. And then he whips her around, you know, she comes into the kitchen. Could she be any cuter?
Aww.
Oh my God. It's just so funny. That's adorable. Just so funny. So funny. Mm-hmm.
Why were you thinking about that while we were talking?
Because I can't get it out of my head.
Oh, because it's just in your head. Yeah, right.
Yeah, or just standing in front of a red light. She's my beautiful girl.
All right, well, send it to me.
I will.
I'll tell you my life. You know what I swear by? Not keeping inside jokes to yourself, Colleen. That's what I swear by. Sharing the wealth.
I will. Okay. I will. All right. Okay, let's tackle some two sips. Are you ready for this, Ash? All right.
Yeah.
Ash and Call, please keep this anonymous. Thanks. I'd appreciate your advice on something I'm currently struggling with. My husband and I are high school sweethearts and have been married for 10 years and have two little kids. Over the last year or so, he has increasingly become more negligent with his health. He does absolutely no exercise, pays no attention to his diet, and he's a functioning alcoholic. We've had many talks about his alcoholism, including recently, but it's clear to me he's not ready to make changes now. I know his addiction is a big part of his lack of interest or effort to take better care of himself. Due to all this, he has gained significant weight and I've become a lot less physically attracted to him. I find myself subtly staring or noticing how his clothes are fitting tighter. I feel terrible admitting this, and it's causing me to put a lot of focus on that instead of the other amazing qualities he has as a husband and a father. I guess I'm just wondering, is this something I should be talking about with him because it's truly becoming a health concern at this point, or should I keep my mouth shut? I don't want to come across as body shaming him, but I don't know how to politely tell him I want him to take better care of himself. I personally have a strong passion about overall wellness and the importance of taking care of your body to ensure a better quality of life and longevity. The fact that he's pretty much the opposite now is really conflicting to me, and I have a real fear this lifestyle is going to cause health problems for him down the road. Thanks for all you do. I look forward to listening every Tuesday and Friday. So this is Double Fister Soul Sipper, which means if you are listening to our Friday episodes, which are over on Patreon, patreon.com/ you can sip with us, you're in the Double Fister Soul Sipper Club. That's where we drop our Friday episodes. We really let our hair down over there. For $5 a month, you get access to like everything we've ever recorded to binge your hearts out.
Yeah.
All right. So what does she do?
Well, this feels really like, truly, we're not qualified for this because when addiction is involved, like if alcohol wasn't a thing, then I think this would be a different question.
Yeah.
Or a different answer for me. I don't think the biggest concern here is that you're not attracted to him anymore. I think the biggest concern is you've got an addiction that you're dealing with now. And sounds like, and it makes sense that I don't think that there are really happy, thriving addicts. I think most addicts come from wanting to escape their brain because they've got a story that sucks. Like their self-talk sucks, their self-esteem, confidence. And their brain's looking for any sort of relief or escape. And so they eat or they drink to find, you know, and then their brain lights up with dopamine and it feels good. And then they wake up and they feel even worse. And then the only way to get back is to eat again and drink again. And it's very scary and sad. I would not be having the conversation with him. I don't think about, I mean, I guess you could talk to him about his health. You could try. I'm surprised maybe that you haven't already. So I'm thinking that you maybe have you not said anything to him? Maybe not. You could talk to him about his health and like he has more to live for than just him. And I'm concerned about you. I wouldn't personally approach the body thing. I don't think. Because I don't think that's the issue, right? If you were just like, not that he wasn't taking care of himself and drinking and all that, but just like, you know, maybe when we met, I was interested in the same lifestyle and it's changed. Now I'm not attracted. What do I do? But that's not what you're asking. So I feel like this is beyond our pay grade.
Yeah.
And I would probably seek a therapist for you first. I don't know, because I don't know your husband. So I don't know, like, if you talk to him about it, like I would say, and I have had these conversations, you know, like not this conversation, but I've had conversations where if there's a behavior that concerns me, I talk to him. I talk to John about it. Right. Hey, I noticed you're doing this a lot or whatever. Like, I noticed you're staying up. Like, when he stays up too late or if he's been in seasons of drinking or, like, when I met him, he chewed and I, you know, hated that. So, like, I'll talk to him. Or if he's, like, just eating like crap and not taking care of it, I'll say, you know, like, hey, I noticed you've been – and I don't say it right away. I'll wait and see if it's, like, a habit that's a thing. And then I will talk to him and he'll be like, I know. I'm aware. And I just try to be very kind. And he's living his life. He's got to choose – you know, I'm not the boss of him. You're not the boss of your husband. But I think you could start there and just get a temperature check with your husband of like, hey, I'm concerned, you know, because she said they have two girls or something.
Yeah.
Two kids. Right. So like, I'm concerned about you because the girls are watching and they love you. Depending how old they are, they probably still think he hung the moon, as most little kids do about their parents. And you know, you got to kind of be the best that you can for them, or I want you to, and what's going on, because I notice you're not really being the best for yourself or them, and really having a lot of compassion. And then if he gets real defensive, I think then it becomes a different story.
Yeah.
Like, then you bring in the professionals. You do need to talk to somebody. You do need to probably get a trained professional, get your family involved. Like, you need a safe space. I just don't think this is a question that we can really answer here, knowing there's an addiction involved.
Yeah. And that's like so serious. Mm-hmm. Like, that to me, out of everything, it's like, okay, in every marriage, there's going to be things where it's like we come out of alignment on important things that matter to us. Like, there's a lot of it in here is like, in terms of like lifestyle, right? I think about people who like to be outside or not, or go to church and not. There's just certain things like we hold true and value, and we want alignment there because then we're enjoying that, like with our significant other. But then it's like in the midst of this, this alcoholism is this whole other thing that is like very, very, very serious. And this is a disease, and it's, important that he gets well and recognizes it. And I don't know the best way, probably for like, to Ashley's point, for, you to get through to him and to get him the help that he needs. And so, definitely like call in the reinforcements, because you don't want to mess around with this. This, that to me is like, poof, get help right away.
But it depends too, because she's saying he's a functional alcoholic. And I feel like probably a lot of people in society are technically like anyone when they say, I've heard at the end, like, oh, I had a stressful day, I need a drink, right? Like I just watched, we were talking about Vanderpump Rules on Patreon. I just watched Ariana go to this restaurant, Tom Tom, and she's like, I really need a drink. Like, that technically is a form of alcoholism, where you need to rely on alcohol to feel, to change your feeling. But we wouldn't be calling someone like that an alcoholic. So I don't know the level or the severity.
Right.
It could be that he doesn't realize that he's developed like this daily drinking habit or something, where maybe you do just talk to him. But if it's like very obvious, right? Because I'm just saying, like, maybe you could talk to him about it and he's like, oh, you're right, I do want to be better, and let me pull back. But if it's a serious thing,
then
you need more than just two girls on a podcast who don't know what they're talking about, you know?
Yeah. And my, and this is, you know, everyone has their own thing. My perspective on it is skewed in probably the more alarmist type way. So totally fair point. Okay. All right. Next one.
All right. All right now.
Another right. Double Fister Soul Sipper. Subject line: what happens when you change your mind?
Ooh, good. I like this. I don't know.
I love a good subject line.
Nice.
All right. First of all, love you both. You have gotten me through some really hard times as I became a new mom, and I'm so appreciative of your honesty and wisdom. So fast forward now to having an almost 2-year-old and recently finding out that I'm pregnant with number 2. My husband and I are really excited, but a big issue came up when I brought up that I would really like this to be our last baby. He really wants 3. And back when we were dating, I had said I wanted 1 to 3. After having my daughter, so range 1 to 3 children. After having my daughter, I really struggled with going back to work, and even now it's tough because I feel like I'm missing out on those precious moments with her. But financially, I have to work. For a long time after she was born, I was very resistant to even thinking about having another. I'm excited for her to be a big sister and to grow our family, but I just know, if I'm honest with myself, that I really don't want more than 2 kids. So now I'm in this tough spot where I feel guilty because he's feeling like we already agreed on this big issue, but I am also really wanting it to be okay to change my mind and not bound to this agreement we made before we were living it. And I realized how hard this work-life balance would be. How do you come to a resolution for a situation like this?
I would just say, sure, we can have another one as long as you do the pregnancy. Sure,
right.
Go for it, babe. I'm all in as long as you're the pregnant one this time.
Right.
Like, and I say that like in jest, but I think it is very, is audacious the word? Audacity. Audacious. Like, men have zero clue, and there's no way that they could know.
Yeah.
They, like, no fault to them, but they have zero clue.
And they'll never know.
They will never know. Never, ever understand what a woman goes through when she's, or even just not pregnant, but like even the cycle, like the hormonal cycle of a female. But then definitely the sacrifices we make, and they see people doing it all of the time. And so I do feel like it's just sort of like they don't realize how big of a deal it is. Mm-hmm. But I think you are absolutely well within your right to say, I've changed my mind. Because it is not just like, it's not, it would be different if you guys had decided you want kids and then all of a sudden you're like, I don't want kids. I think I could see him being like, okay, well, then that's a deal breaker for me. But because there are people, right? Like I've seen those kinds of things happen before. But that's not what's happening here. You have two kids and you don't want a third for financial reasons, for emotional reasons, for all kinds of reasons. And it is an extreme toll on your body. Mm-hmm. I don't think you would regret having a third baby, right? I don't know anyone that's like, oh, I wish we wouldn't have had that third one. So like if you have one, then fine. I think that you'll be happy and you'll be like, how did we ever live without you? But I think you are well within your right and realm to say, I've changed my mind and I don't want three kids. It was really a lot for me to deal with emotionally. Like they have no concept of the hormonal shifts. And then also I just feel like pregnant women are expected to just continue doing everything that they did when they were not pregnant. Yeah. Like you continue working and you continue working as hard and you don't get the time off. And I just think it's absolutely outrageous and ludicrous that that is still the demand that we put on female. So, but also no fault to your husband because he doesn't know and he could never know. We don't share. I don't think I did a good enough job really telling John how, I mean, and how could you? You would have to tell him like every second of every day because it consumes you, right? It takes you over. How could they know? There's no way, but I think you're totally, I've got your back on you not wanting a third one. And I think we can hold space for your husband being upset about that. We don't have to like make him feel bad or like you get mad at him if he makes you feel bad or whatever. It's like, my answer is no, because of this, I really don't feel comfortable with it. And I love you. And I get that that's like, you're upset about that. I can hold space for you to be upset.
I wonder, like, I just genuinely want to know how these conversations are going down too. Like, because I think the way people truly change their mind about something is through experience and learning. Like, that is just one of the most profound ways you change. And you've gone through this experience, this physical experience, and then this life experience of back to work and postpartum and you're a mom now and you're another on the way. And so there's an age and all these other factors, right, of like life that you've lived. And of course you're different and you have different opinions on things than you did when you know, way back when, pre-marriage, pre-kids, all these other life things that you've gone through. So there's, everyone has a right to change their mind about, I think, almost anything when you have experience and you're learning, and that's like a really beautiful thing to change. And so I'm curious, like when this is presented, of like, I've been through all these things. I know with certainty now that I want to, like, what's the reaction, right? Like, what's the basis? Like, and it's almost like it needs to be framed of like this, just because you want three, like I'm asking you to put your respect and love for me above just a desire for something. Right. Mm-hmm. Like this is your partner saying no, and it's your body and it's your, like, this is to your point, Ash, like, okay, you can carry the baby. You can go ahead.
Well, I'll totally do it if you are the carrier this time.
But yeah.
Cause they just have no idea.
It's a big deal. And if like the worst thing you could do is like, just not assert what you need in your life about something this big. So I'm proud of you for doing that.
Yes.
But then also like the timing of it's interesting that it's coming up while you're still pregnant with your second, like you're newly pregnant, it sounds like, with your second. And so there's this like conversation about three. It's like, whoa, like we're, you know, it's interesting.
Yeah. I think I love the giving yourself permission to change, all of us just in general. Like sometimes I'll say something and they'll be like, well, a couple years ago you said this. Like people will say that. And I'm like, uh-huh. And I changed my mind.
A couple years ago.
Like right. I'm a different, whatever. John was always going to be a stay-at-home dad. And then we had kids and he was like, I need help. I don't want to, I don't want to just be a stay-at-home. And not that like stay-at-home parents don't do, right? I don't mean just as if it's not enough, right. But it was not fulfilling enough for him as it wouldn't be for me either. Like, so then we got help, right? We had someone help with the kids. And at first it was kind of annoying to me. I'm like, well, this is what we always said. And I'm like, yeah, but we said that before we knew what we were talking about.
Yeah.
We didn't know. He had no idea that that wasn't going to light him up the way that he thought, right? Mm-hmm. Not to say that we don't, obviously, we don't even need to say that we love our kids and all of that. But like, I think it's a very fair thing to be able to change your mind. It reminds me of, I talked about this over here, maybe on Patreon one time. It was a Instagram I saw. And this woman said, I was listening to a podcast. She goes, I don't take advice from men anymore, even if they're very successful. She said, I was listening to this podcast with Casey Neistat, who's like a director. And he told this story about how he was a young dad. I think he had a kid at 15. And at 19, he decided to leave Connecticut and move to New York because he just really wanted to be successful. He wanted to make it. And he had this deep desire and he was willing to do whatever it took. And so he couch surfed and he was homeless and he stayed in halfway houses and he just was grinding and working and never giving up. And she's like, and the whole time I'm listening to this thinking, where's your kid?
Yep.
Like, she's like, I love that. It's great, inspiring that you could do this. But like, the only reason that you can do this is because you had someone taking care of your kid. Like 90% of the time, she's like, and I'm not saying he's a bad dad at all, right? But like, she's probably, the kid's probably with the mom 90% of the time. You're not taking a 2-year-old to couch surf, to be homeless so that you can pursue your dreams no matter what. Like, that's just not, right? That's not the reality. And then she said, and beyond that, if the tables were turned and the mom decided she wanted to leave the kid and she wanted to go do whatever it took to be successful and left him with the dad, it's just not an equal playing field because what the mom hears is, oh, so you put your career before your child? Like, how dare you, right? Like, she's like, so I don't take advice from men anymore because it's not the same. We're not living in the same reality. Yeah. Like, men can do what they do because they have women supporting them. And I love that perspective because it is true. Like, the world is just set up differently for us. And I couldn't feel more strongly, as you can tell, that with compassion, my answer is no. And here's why. And you're totally allowed that.
Yeah. Keep us posted. I love when people will like follow up with us.
Yes.
Keep us posted. We all have busy lives these days and don't want to waste a day recovering after a girl's night out. We don't have, like, there's no option, especially when you're, you know, parenting the next day.
Right.
We can't afford to waste a day. We don't get to waste a day. ZBiotic pre-alcohol is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. I love that ZBiotics is a partner on the pod. They come in these cute little teeny, like, what do you call them, Ash?
Vials?
Like containers, like, I guess? Vials. Yeah, it feels like, whoa, this is cool. And I know that sounds silly, but I just love the packaging on it.
Yeah, the packaging is.
Mm-hmm. But I put them in my purse as I'm headed out, you know, to meet up with the girls or go out on a date night with Chris. Just put one of those suckers back. And I know that the next day I'm not going to be feeling like a disaster.
Right.
Right. I'm able to go out and have a little fun and I don't go crazy. That's the thing. But for me, like, especially as I'm aging, alcohol impacts me different. Mm-hmm. And I really cannot stand, like, it's almost enough to just like not even want to drink right? Yeah, is like right. how I feel the next day. And so I love that freedom of like, okay, I'm going to go out and have a little fun, right? But I don't have to worry about how I'm feeling the next day. I love, love, love Z-Biotics.
And with Valentine's Day fast approaching, maybe you've got a Galentine's party or a date night. Z-Biotics is the perfect match for your wine and chocolate pairing. Enhance your mornings with Z-Biotics. Go to zbiotics.com/sip to get 15% off your first order when you use code SIP at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember, head to zbiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
Let's bring it home. Time to rant. Do you have a rant, Rave?
God, no. We're flying. I can.
Okay, I have a rant for you.
Okay.
This is a far and few between event, but when this event is underway, as soon as it's like underway and then like, okay, so what's happening is you need more flour and you open up a brand new yes. bag of flour. Mm-hmm. And the way they do these is it's a paper bag and then you have to unroll the top.
Right.
But then there's flour that's in the folds of that little roll.
Right.
So that's coming out.
That gets everywhere.
And then it's uh-huh. packed to the brim. So then you're opening up the bag and then the flour's all the things that are packed down on the sides is continuing to kind of get everywhere. And then you go to scoop some out. But mm-hmm. it's whatever you need. It doesn't matter because it's not putting a dent in the amount that's like in the bag. Right. So you're scooping out, let's say, a cup. But this thing is still packed to the brim.
It's full.
And more times than not, you've like ripped a hole in it some way. So then in order to resecure it, it's bubbling up even more to get it like out. And then it's like, well, shoot, do I have to put like a Ziploc bag over it? Do I have to like, where do I store it? Do I have to put it on its side? Do I kind of like shove wherever? And it just, there's got to be a better way. This is a staple. This is a household staple. Like, it doesn't feel like it just.
Why are they in paper sacks that barely have any room?
Come on.
Right.
Everything is more convenient.
Everything's zipper these days.
Like, they've
got. Why aren't we having a resealable thing?
Why is this 1915?
Right.
With flour.
Just again, misogyny. They say, screw women. Let's make it harder for them in there.
Yeah. You want to know why it's like this? Because a man invented it.
Yeah. I mean, actually, that's probably true, though. Probably a man did invent the bag of flour.
But every time. And this is far and few between. But every time, like, what are we doing here?
What are we doing here?
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. All right. What's your rant?
My rant. So I finally upgraded my iPhone after a couple of years, got a new iPhone. Right. But then here's the problem. I have to get all new charging cords. And remember when they changed the charging like a few years ago, at Apple 10 or iPhone 10 or whatever, they changed them all then. And so then you get everything updated. Right. And I got everything plugged in. Right. So my nightstand one, I buy the extra long charging cord and I have the little rubber thing that you stick the cord in, you know, and then so it doesn't fall off. So I got it nice. I got this one here by my desk so I can have it all plugged in. Well, they're all pieces. What's the point now? I got a new phone.
So
and I got to get all these new charging situations.
It's annoying.
It really is. I don't understand. Yes. Like what the point is of other than just creating more waste in the world. Yes. Why are we changing charging cords?
Why?
Why isn't there? It should. And also like Android and Apple, I know that you guys are competitors, but like, could you just decide, hey, let's just, the only thing that we'll have the same is a charging cord. Like why can't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you go to someone's house and they got an Android and they need to charge, I'm like, oh, I only got Apple shit.
You know why this is a problem. Charge. You know why this is a problem.
There's a fucking man. Yeah. Is that it? Is that what you were going to say?
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Too many men at the table.
Come on.
And guys, listen, I love men. I actually stopped listening to the Glennon Doyle podcast as much because it seems like they are so feminist that they're male haters a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I don't like because I love men. I just feel like women have – they are awesome and they deserve a seat at every table. and they deserve to have autonomy and they deserve to have things made for them by them, you know, and we're making progress. But like, I don't want to get rid of the men. I love the men.
No, we love men.
But if the men are going to do things like change the charging cords, then I'm done with you. Get out of here.
The flower bags.
The flower bags? Come on.
If this is what you have to show for yourself.
If this is what you're doing, this is what we're doing now. Oh, finally the women get more power and they said, I know, we'll really stick it to them.
Let's change the flower bags. Let's change the flower bag.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. All right. What's your rave?
So the other night, we're having dinner. We're sitting around, and more so this is a rave of just like a typical little night that just, you know, when they're smooth and they go well, but then we had a special little surprise. So we were sitting around having dinner, and every night that we sit around and have dinner, we say, what are we thankful for? Mm-hmm. And it's so cute because Ben, whether he always comes up with something, but whether he has something in the chamber or not, it's immediate hand up, just really quick, like urgent. You know, but then lately Ellie copies him. And so it's, what are we thankful for? And Ellie shoots her hand up too. But then every night we ask her, you know, Ben will say what he's thankful for. And it's typically he'll say something like, I'm thankful we're all having a nice dinner together. He'll say something like that. Mm-hmm. Or I'm thankful we're having pizza or whatever it is, if it's something he likes. But then every time we ask Ellie, what are you thankful for? 100% of the time so far, and I'll let you know, I'll update everybody when it's different, but 100% of the time, Ellie, what are you thankful for? Yes. Every time. Yes. Okay. Ellie's thankful for yes. Dad, what are you thankful for? You know, we'll do this whole thing. So we are having dinner. It was nice. It was cute. You know, the kids are happy. They're eating and then these things. And then I hear this little knock, knock, knock on the door. I'm like, what? Who's here? You know? And I go to the door and it's my mom, and she has a beautiful pie that she brought to us, and it was a chocolate pie. It was really good. Chocolate pie with like whipped cream. And
oh my gosh.
January outside of California, which was incredible, and outside of celebrating Chris's birthday, which was wonderful. January was like challenging for us. It was hard. It was a hard month. Like kind of a couple weeks back to back hard. And I, and she brought a just because pie. Mm-hmm. And I texted her. I said, Mom, that was really nice and warmed my heart. You know, thank you for the pie. It was something just as simple as a pie, just being thought of.
Yeah.
And she wrote, you're so welcome. It was so good to see Ben, to see Betty greet me at the door and Ellie. And to see you and Chris after a couple of long weeks through storms and big emotions, the pie delivery just warmed my heart and made my day. So that's so nice.
Oh.
So that's my rave. Thank you, Mom, for the pie. I love you. She listens to this podcast.
I know she does. I try not to think about it because I'm inappropriate a lot. And if I think about your mom listening, then I'm less inappropriate, but like I have to be, you know?
No, she's cool.
Like I gotta go. I mean, well, yeah, she is cool. She likes me enough, but I still think I should tone it down, but then I just can't.
She wouldn't want you to.
No, I know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Hi, mama. That's the cutest story.
Isn't that nice?
Ever heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What's your break?
Yeah. I just feel like I have kind of a lot of, I just feel like my vibes are real high lately. So I was thinking, you know, to be on the other side, because I feel like recently my rave has been like feeling better, and it is. I was thinking recently, like, why was December so hard? And I think a lot of it comes down to abandoning myself a little bit. Mm. I was listening to this podcast today, and they were talking about, they're like highly successful men, as it turns out. They were talking about a couple of things. And one of them was that they're just intense and they're a lot for a lot of people. And I think I've been told I'm a lot for a lot of my life. I've been told I'm dramatic and sensitive and, you know, and I've heard myself saying several times, I said it to you one time, I've said it to other people, like, I don't want to be a high maintenance friend. Mm-hmm. Right. And listening to this podcast, they were talking about the things that I've carried shame over, like that I am, I do expect, he's like, I am a hard person to be friends with because I expect a lot of the people I'm friends with. And he's like, and I do it from a loving way. Like, I don't want them to just give me their mediocre. Like, I want their best or whatever. So that, and then also just like that they're an intense people that some people don't relate to. And someone recently told me that they think that I'm, well, I heard that people are talking about me, that I'm being dramatic, that I'm dramatic. And I, you know, it got in my head for a little bit. And then I was like, but I also am dramatic. And like, I think a lot of December was me deciding the things that I am are things I shouldn't be. And so I loved hearing these men talk about like, yeah, I am a hard person to be friends with and that's okay, right? Like I, so I've got my, so just like find the people that still are, I remember when I said that to you, I said like, I don't want to be a hard friend. And this was, it was when we got on the fight, on a fight in the podcast and we ended up having to stop, it was over on Patreon, had to stop recording. And I was like, I don't want to be a high maintenance friend or whatever. I don't want, and you were like, no, because I care about you and I want to know if I'm doing something that hurts you because I don't want to hurt you. And you said, and I, you know, and you would do the same for me. And it like, still, I think about that, like how powerful that statement is like, even if you're high maintenance, I'll take you with that. Like, I like you enough with all of the, whatever you come with, I'm in, you know? And I think I just had that epiphany as I was walking today. Like, it was probably because I was abandoning myself. Like, I stopped deciding that the things that make me were okay anymore, you know? Yeah. And kind of just, again, coming back home to myself and being like, yeah, it's okay. Like, you can be loud and intense and dramatic and passionate. You can be all of those things and not a piece of shit. Like, you can still be someone that people want to be around. Not everybody. You're not going to be for everybody. But, like, you're still a good person that brings joy to people. And, like, you know, you can value those qualities. And so I think that is, I guess, my rave.
I love that.
Thoughts. Yeah.
You know, I wish you all could have seen your hand motions because just these
it was
little,
a lot. Was like, yeah. Nah.
And that's where we end.
And that's where we end it.
We love you.
We love you.
All the time. Happy month of love.
Come to Patreon.
Yes.
Rate the podcast.
Yes.
Come back next Tuesday.
Yes. That's in order.
As
always. We will see you next Tuesday. Bye.
Want more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
Sign me up. Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.